It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, we've been looking at the millennium, that's the eighth dispensation found in the Bible. And last time we looked at something that is found in Revelation chapter 19. And I read verse 6, it says, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." And then in verse 7, I read this, "Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come." And once again, the Lamb had not been married at this point. He was not married. So we could not say that the church at that point was his wife. The church was getting ready to be married to the Lamb. And the verse goes on to say, it says that the marriage is come. In other words, it's ready to happen. And I remind you that that word "and" is a conjunction, and it joins something that it has a different idea or a different meaning here than the first part of that verse. Notice it says, "And his wife hath made herself ready." Now, this is speaking of God Jehovah, the Lord God Jehovah. This is speaking of his wife, and that wife is Israel, who's going to be restored to him during the millennium, just as Christ comes back and sits down and touches down on the Mount of Olives. Israel is going to recognize him, that is, as a nation. They're going to recognize him as the Messiah, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And at that time, they will be restored. In other words, God did not divorce them. They divorced God through adultery. And you read about this now, once again, Revelation chapter 19, and you see this in verse 7, and you keep reading and studying the Bible. Now, if you would like to know more about this, go to one of our websites, and those addresses will be given to you at the end of this program. You can listen to this program once again, and all programs of It's a Good Life, well, many of the programs and what we've been studying concerning the dispensations. Well, God will restore his wife one day. They will be together once again, according to the Word of God. And I quote Henry Morris once again, where he says, "Israel will indeed be restored as the wife of Jehovah." Now, this promise is eternal, not conditional, though its implementation must await the national repentance and acceptance of Messiah when he returns after his long absence and Israel's long affliction. Remember, I said that they will recognize Christ as he touches down on the Mount of Olives. They will recognize him as the Messiah. Well, that's one thing that will take place, you know, as the millennium starts there. And, well, how do we know Israel was separated from God? Now, we talked about that, and the verses teach us, Isaiah 50 and verse 1 talks about a divorcement, a writ of divorcement, everything. And you keep reading, and you find out that God did not divorce Israel. They divorced him through their iniquity. They divorced him. And this is something that, once again, is a study. You need to go in and get into the Word of God. I am to give you the incentive through the Word of God to study the Word of God. And you need to study it so God can speak directly to your heart from his Word, the Word of God. We also talked about how that the kingdom is promised. You read about this, Luke chapter 1, 30 and verse 30 through 33, and also remember that we're to pray for the kingdom. Matthew 6:10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Christ told us to pray that way. He said, pray, and pray for the kingdom to come. Now, we're not going to hurry God, but he wants us to pray, and he wants us to pray that prayer, "Thy kingdom come." Well, the millennium is also to fulfill Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. That verse says this, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Well, this is to fulfill that verse, and that verse that I just read, to fulfill Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. That's another reason for the millennium. Well, where will the bride of Christ be during the millennium? And some people wonder about this. And I've already made comment about this, how we will be studying. We'll still do things. We're not going to just sit around. But where will the bride of Christ be during the millennium? Once again, we are the bride of Christ. And the bride of Christ will be on earth during the millennium. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Well, the Apostle Paul clearly reveals here that by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, all church saints, which he explicitly includes every one of the carnal Corinthians, will judge the world and angels as the glorified heavenly bride, queen of Christ, over the promised, covenanted, glorious earthly kingdom to be set up on this earth at his second advent. Now, the second advent or second coming of Christ will have already taken place just before the beginning of the millennium. We're going to be there. We will be on earth during the millennium. Now, something else that we need to look at is this, that we'll, once again, as we stop to think what we're going to be doing, we will be in Jerusalem during the millennium. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. It says, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths. We will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Wouldn't that be something? Isn't it going to be something that there's not going to be any more war when the millennium comes about? No more fighting, no more war. And I've made mention before, if there's any uprising, Christ he stops it immediately. And people will be killed if they come up against Christ at that time. And we know that there's coming a time at the end of the millennium when Christ is going to destroy those people who come against him, led by the devil. Remember, the devil right now, during this millennium, this period, this 1,000 years, he's in the bottomless pit. But the Bible says he's going to be loosed for a season. We'll see that later on as we keep studying about the millennium. Well, what will we do in the millennium? Well, we, the bride of Christ, will reign with Christ during the millennium. Three times in Revelation, it's said that believers of this age will reign and minister with Christ as kings and priests in the coming age. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. And hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. That's us. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We will reign with Christ. And notice that were going to reign to make judgments concerning the world during the millennium. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, it says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them." That's us. And we're also going to make judgments concerning angels during the millennium. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3 says, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels?" Wouldn't that something, when we stop to think of all this, we're not going to just be sitting around doing nothing. We're going to be busy. And the Bible says that we're heirs. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, it says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." That doesn't mean that we're going to give our lives, and some will, but it means that when we got saved, we became joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something that we should all be excited about, because there's coming a time when we're going to see, the Bible talks about our elder brother. We're going to see him. That's Jesus Christ. He's not only our Savior, he's our elder brother. And we are going to be like him when we see him, the Bible says. Now, we're not going to be a little Jesus. Don't get that in your mind. We're not going to be as God. That's what the devil had in his mind. He wanted to be as God. But the Bible says that when he comes back for us, it says that it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, that's when he comes for us, the church, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And keep this in mind, that we are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we become the children of God at that point, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You're not a child of God. You can't call God Father until you get saved, until you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. Now, notice, for the saved person, there's so much that we have to be thankful for today and in the future. As heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, we who are saved will be taking our rightful place. Can you imagine this? Taking our rightful place alongside Jesus during the millennium in our resurrected, glorified bodies. And I've already mentioned this verse, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We're going to be with him, and we're going to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That should make a Baptist shout. Now, I'm Baptist. I'm about ready to shout right now, but I'll do that later on. I get happy when I think about these things. Well, will anyone else rule and reign with Christ during the millennium? Well, there will be three classes who will rule and reign with Christ during the millennium. First, I see that the saints, this is the bride of Christ, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. I'm going to read, let's read the first part of that verse. "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them." That's us. We're going to judge, rule and reign with our Savior. I pray that you know him today as your Savior and you've trusted him. If you haven't, you need to bow your head, bow your heart to the Lord right now and ask him to come into your heart. If you do know Jesus as your Savior, you need to be witnessing for him. You need to be telling others that Jesus saves, and that one day we're going to rule with him in the millennium. And God is so good to us. He's given us so many things. Is it too much to ask for him to ask of us to be witnesses for him while we're here?
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.